Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hi, Emmanuel. This is Arielle with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new hair relaxer claimant on the line, Miss Lakia Hills. Can
I'm
you
ready.
Assist her?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. You guys both have a great rest of your day.
Hi, Lakia.
How are you doing?
Emmanuel here on a recorded line. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I understand you're looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And then just to double check here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm, you haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that, is that correct?
No, sir, I haven't.
Okay, and would this be your best callback number, 225-220-3732, is that your cell phone?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Now, was it you or a family member that used the hair straightening chemicals and relaxers within the last 20 years? And which of the following were you diagnosed with, endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer, very sorry to hear that. Roughly what date were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed July 24, 2024.
July 24, 2024. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for confirming that. And what state do you live in?
I live in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Louisiana, got it. Okay. And at what hospital or medical facility were you diagnosed at?
Women's Hospital.
You were a little muffled. Say that one more time, please.
Women's Hospital.
Okay. Is that the one on Baton Rouge on Women's Way?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I see that's a big hospital. And what was your doctor's name?
Her name was Dr. Renee. Dr. Harris. She was my OBGYN.
So Renee, what? I'm sorry?
Renee Harris.
Harris?
Yes.
Okay.
You take the name. Let me drop it.
I see her here.
Yes, sir.
Renee S. Harris. All righty. Got her on here. And then let me go to this next section. And then did you use a hair relaxer of any brand for at least four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed?
Yes, sir.
And roughly around how many times a year did you use the product?
I use it six times a year.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. I'll type that in there. And then you're a U.S. resident, right?
Yes, sir.
And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome or no?
No.
And do you know any other friends or family that ended up getting sick because of their hair relaxer, or not really?
Not really.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
And around what year did you start using the hair relaxer?
June of 2018.
Okay, so June of 2018. And then you stopped in July of this year when you got sick, did you?
No, I stopped in December of 23.
Okay.
I got diagnosed. 24.
Got it. Perfect. Let me put that in there. And then you were using it monthly, so I'll click that there. And so roughly you used it about 5 years or so, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now, were you mostly getting it done at home or at a salon?
At home.
And primarily what brand would you use?
I was using the Cream of Nature.
Cream of Nature, there it is. Okay. And then I know you used it for 5 years or so, but I still have to ask this question. It says, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year, right?
Wait, say it again? I'm sorry.
You got diagnosed after you used the product for at least 2 years regularly for 1 year, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what kind of treatments did they give you? Like chemo or what kind of treatments?
Yeah, they gave me chemotherapy and then they gave me some pain meds.
Okay. And roughly around what date did your chemo start?
July 24th for 2024.
And that was at Women's Hospital with the same doctor, was it?
Yes.
Call that in. Alrighty, and then let me go to this next section. Will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Okay.
Will you confirm it? Male, female?
Oh, female. I'm
Thank
sorry.
you. Oh, that's okay. And then I have your name spelled out Lakia and then Hills. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then your email, first and last name, 80@gmail.com, right?
Yes, sir.
And then what is your current mailing address?
8960 Winfield Avenue, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70807.
I'm so sorry, 8960 Flintonwood or
Winfield, Whitefield.
Okay. Whitfield
Zip
Street.
code 7807. Yeah, street.
Okay. 70807 Baton Rouge on East Baton Rouge Parish.
Yes, sir.
And then we're just about done here, just a couple more sections. This next one just asks if you would like to put an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
No, not at the moment.
Okay, not a problem. And then the last section is just going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
1/19/1992.
January 19th, 1992.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then the last one here is just the social.
436-83-6012.
I'm sorry. 436 and then 83.
83-6012.
6110. So 6110.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. I am getting ready to send you an automated text message for a DocuSign. You should get that any second now. Let me just double check something here. Yeah, it's sending right now, so you should get that in a couple moments. It's going to come to you as a text message and an email, but you can open up either one. It'll go to the same place. And then I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to click next, okay?
Okay.
But I do see it was sent, so if it doesn't let you open it, let me know, and I'll try resending it.
Going now.
Okay.
Okay, I did it.
All right, let me just refresh this here, make sure it came through. And yep, you're all set. So in about a week or so, the firm will call you directly. They're going to call, introduce themselves, They're going to double check the work that I sent, make sure there's no errors. So even though their call will be shorter than ours, it's a more important call because to get you active in their system, they just want to re-verify, make sure there's no errors. But other than that, you're set for the evening. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.